The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After he had fed the people, Jesus made the disciples get into a boat and precede him to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. After doing so, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When it was evening, he was there alone. Meanwhile, the boat, already a few miles offshore, was being tossed about by the waves, for the wind was against it. During the fourth watch of the night, he came toward them walking on the sea. When the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified. "It is a ghost," they said, and they cried out in fear. At once Jesus spoke to them, "Take courage, it is I, do not be afraid." And Peter said to him in reply, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." And he said, "Come." Peter got out of the boat and began to walk on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw how strong the wind was, he became frightened. And beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus stretched out his hand and caught Peter and said to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" After they got into the boat, the wind died down. Those who were in the boat did him homage, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Truly, you are the Son of God. On this 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time, that we are being asked, "Do not be afraid, because I am here." That is what Jesus is promising us. And we will gather together to be grateful and thankful for his blessings of this summertime. So you must be having good summertime. Are you having good summertime? Yes, yes. So that is the time. This is the time that you want to give thanks to God, being grateful for the blessings of the summertime. But it is coming to an end. Yes, so many of you like, no, don't like, yes. The sun is shining and it looks wonderful. So many people came for Mass and early they left. And you are here today in big numbers. So that is good to see you in big number again. I was thinking about the boat today. And I had a chance to go to Lake Michigan once. And only one chance, when you pass through the go to Magno Island. Yes, you passed through many times, I think. But yes, those moments are times that water looks very nice, but it looks very scary also for me. But some of you like, some of you love to dive in, go inside and play with water. And that is the lake. All the lakes all around here in Michigan. How fortunate to be all the so many lakes all around. And summertime you enjoy water. But yeah, I'm scared. I don't like much. So Ludington was the first experience I took. Our bishop was 3 o'clock. The guy comes and wakes us up and says, "Father, get up." "Oh, okay, let us go." Knock the door and yes. Yeah, he was not willing to get up that early, 3 o'clock, and go for fishing. No, that was not his cup of tea. Yes, no. But I said, "Bishop, only once we have chance, please let us go." Okay. He was so humble to obey me sometimes. Yes. Okay, I'll go. But yes, I made him took some coffee so that he can be awake. And he tried his best coffee. And yes, around 5 or 4:30 we entered in the lake and it was dark. Again, it's scary for me, yes. And he himself, but the chartered boat guy was wonderful. So he was able to take us slowly inside And in the beginning, I was feeling... So I was feeling like vomiting. Something is coming out. It's not feeling good. But somehow able to manage, because first time, and I went, oh, our bishop started taking time now. Yeah. And I tried, where is the fish? Where is the fish? Yes, Father, it will come. Yeah. Do you see that? Yeah, there are some yellow stuff down below. Can you see in that monitor? What? In the monitor? Okay. Yeah, I can see. But they are not catching. Just we are going all around it almost 4 to 5 hours in vain, wandering in that lake. We are trying our best to find this fish. Nothing. And yes, I says, what kind of fishing it is? You don't get anything. Just wander in the lake for a long time. Yeah. And yeah, I says, I was frustrated, but Bishop is sleeping now. And yeah, he says, yeah, there is. Okay. That GPS is there, I think. Yes, you know, the GPS tells you how deep it is there, the fish is there. So all the hooks are lined and hooks are there, and you are waiting and waiting, nothing. And then exactly after 5 hours, oh, there comes from everywhere, 6 or 7 of them at the same time. Here it is. And we were 4 of us. Our bishop is also able to wake up by that time. So able to handle one of the hooks, yes. Lines and hooks, yes. And yes, another priest was there, Father Dominic. He was so excited. He's laughing and very happy and joyful. And yes, able to get good salmon fish. 7 of them. And one was big. Wow. Okay, this is called fishing. Yeah. Wow. So yes, it was a big catch. And it was a joyful day that yes, after 5 hours, maybe 6 hours, we are able to find those fish. But they were big enough for all of us to feed us whole people. So yes, we were joyful and happy and took some pictures. So I can show you in my Facebook is there. Some pictures, yes. So that is the time. But the point is, yes, the boat. The boat, chartered boat, and yes, boat, it can go anywhere. And again, when the tornado and all kind of waves are there, and the deep water is very scary. And just imagine in the gospel today, how the disciples were afraid, how they were fearful. It is ghost. Yes, it's coming. It's ghost. How many of you have seen ghost? Yes. No? None of us. Yes. Yeah, so it is ghost. Yeah, I had chance to go to Philadelphia, where the Civil War was there, Pittsburgh and Gettysburg. And in the evening we have a tour, and the person who is leading the tour, he will always scare you. Do you remember? Here there was a fight, and there are so many young people. And I was walking behind in the evening around 8 or 9 o'clock, and we have the evening walking in the streets, and his ghost is there. Is there a ghost? So something will knock, and I'll, How many of you are afraid of darkness? Dark? No, none of you. That is good. Yes, I know. Yes, that is good. Yeah, we are not afraid of dark and ghost. But yes, that place when he was talking about people, and yes, that comes in the mind how we can be frightened of ghost as well. And when these disciples were able to see in that wind and that wave and all kind of tornado, and yes, they were afraid, and natural, they were scared. But again, he was able to tell them, here I am, do not be afraid. But how good it is that Peter has to say, Is it you, Lord? Peter was able to ask him, is it you? Yes, I am here. And he says, if you are really you, then ask me that I can come and walk in the water. And yes, Peter, how wonderful he was that he starts walking joyfully, lots of enthusiasm and zeal. And suddenly, okay, time to go down. Yes. Yeah, he was afraid. He was scared, though he was a man of faith. But yes, he was also doubting. So that doubt kind of came. And that's why the gospel says, oh, how faithless you are. How is your shallow faith? And that is what we see, that Peter was even scared. And but Jesus again, he reminds us. He catches his hand and raises him up. And that is the beauty of St. Peter. St. Peter is beautiful, reminding us of his faith. Even he is able to again reassure himself who he would be in his life. In the first reading, we hear about Elisha. Elisha is a man of faith, very strong faith. He wants to go and find out God in the mountain. And yes, mountain is a very special place. How many of you like to go to mountains? Some of you already visited, I know. Yes. Some many people visited the mountains here and there. And again, the mountains speaks. Yes, they do speak. They do speak. So just go and talk to them. They will speak to you. Especially we'll say your name. My name is... And they will speak again. The echoing. Yes, so it speaks. So it speaks louder, and again, the magnificent miracles of God is the presence of God in mountains, that he is there, and he visits. That's why Elisha thought, yes, I will go and visit him. But he was expecting there would be a thunderstorm, there would be an earthquake, and there would be a fire, and God will show me up his face. That was he was expecting. But God did not appear to him. No. Yes, all the tornado came, earthquake came, and big mountain full of cloud and fire. No, he did not come. He just comes over. Everything gets over and quiet and sudden. This whispering sound of the tender sound and tender whisper is coming in the voice of God. And that is the way. So one side we see, here I am, is the ghost. And the other side, Elisha is encountering in very tender way, very kind and gentle whispering voice is coming. And that is the way God appears to you. Just think about Moses. Yes, Moses was there praying in the mountain for long, 40 days. Yes, willing to get the tablets, not the tablet from Apple. Yes, the tablets, yes, 10 commandments. He is waiting and waiting, and God appeared. Yes, God appeared to him, but it was cloudy, smoky, fire all around. And then God dictates him the first commandment, second commandment, all the commandments, and he gives the tablets. So he appears him in the mountain. So God's appearance and manifestations are different for all of us. Sometimes he can be very gentle, sometimes very like a tornado, sometimes like a fire. And yes, he has the power over all creation. He has the power over all of us, and he can appear, manifest himself in different forms. But again, sometimes we can expect extra which is beyond our understanding, but he expresses and manifests himself even with a tender way as well. Tender way, he comes in a whispering sound, in the sound of the tender voice of a small baby crying. A small baby is weeping. He comes that way. He's a weeping, crying, weeping. He comes that way. But if he smiles, yes, you can't see the presence of God in that small baby. Because God has the power he has created. So he speaks in a tender way as well. He speaks with tenderness, the silent way he speaks. But yes, sometimes we know the natural things becomes very dangerous. All the sea and ocean catastrophe can be possible. Recently in the television, we are hearing about Maui wildfire beyond control of any human beings. And yes, that is the way God sometimes comes. Never know how, but yes, sometimes we cannot blame them. It is unfortunate that happens, but it is the human intelligence somewhere it fails. They could not give the siren. They could not make them awake, and they could not expect that it will be so wild, out of control. And that is also, yes, sometimes the natural disaster can be possible. And we can ask, we can be disheartened saying, why the good people be the victim? So many questions comes in our lives, each and every day. And sometimes we can be really mad and discouraged of this world, what is happening. All around us, sometimes we can be disheartened and depressed and tired. And that is our life. Sometimes we do not have hope, do not have faith, do not have expectations. So it is like Peter, that we can be scared, we can be afraid. Though we have a while, I am good enough. I got the fish. Yes, but yes, within next time, again, you will say, what is this life about? Yes, and that is our everyday life, everyday, day-to-day that we face. But again, church is a boat. Catholic Church, Universal Church is a boat. And all those who come to God, all those who come to read the scriptures, 10 tablets, 10 commandments, those who are able to worship, those who are able to obey his commandments, those who are able to receive the sacraments, in a tender way he comes. In the sacraments, in a tender way he is there, his presence is there. So he can be found in the mountain, in the fire. He can be found here as well. Yes. Though my face is black, but he's working. But yes, he can be working in our lives as well. Sometimes, yes, worries and anxieties and power of evil and sin can completely destroy us. But again, the trust in God, love in God, tender love of God, sacrificial love of God can touch our hearts. As we allow ourselves to be opened, our hearts, our attitudes, our understanding coming to him. And that is what he's saying. Do not be afraid. I'm here. Those who are able to come to me, yes, you are always. Yes, you will make it. You will make the churches here. Yeah, I'm here. I'm here. So continue in spite of all the men and women who can be scandalous. But again, I am here. Church can be up and down. But he's there. He's there. And sometimes we go through the crooked path. And it is tough time that we go through, but eventually he is there, all those who have faith and confidence and trust in him. And that is our faith. That is our life. And that's why he says, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. How wonderful is the message. So let us reflect that beauty of God, that tenderness of God, that fire of God in our lives, that we always love him, trust him, believe in him, that he is there, and we always able to come to him. May God bless you as you honor and glorify our God. Amen.